Welcome back to the Jameel Gabriel Show. I'm your host, Jameel Gabriel. So, Trump came out with a special message just about an hour ago saying pretty much his goal now is a smooth transition of power to the new president-elect Joseph Biden. God, it's ridiculous, all right? Anyway, like I said, we knew this was coming. They cheated him out of the election. He was on an uphill battle. He had to fight every single authority. He had to fight the Supreme Court. He had to fight every single thing. And so I think, you know, it's time to call it. I hope he does rerun because, you know, he definitely has a better chance because they're going to, you know, he's going to push. He's going to probably use his money to, you know, push paper ballots and do the whole process over again. So it's going to be, you know, Biden, Harris, or really Harris and whoever she chooses versus Trump and whatever. So unfortunately for conservatives, all seems lost. Democrats have a supermajority, and they're going to pass a lot. I mean, even the D.C. mayor has begun in talks of creating statehood. So they want to create D.C. into a state, which is the size of Colorado Springs, land-wise, okay? You're going to freaking hate me and be like, no, Colorado Springs only has a population of this and D.C. I'm talking about land-wise. Like, the area of Washington, D.C. is probably as big as Colorado Springs. So, I talked about it earlier, and I'm not going to go into the election or anything like that. What I am going to go into is these protests. They think that these protests are like, oh, Trump, in fact, a bunch of world leaders are like, I am appalled that America is the bastion of democracy and all this other stuff, blah, blah, blah. That's not why they're protesting. Sure, it looks like it on paper. It looks like this is why people are going after because, you know, Trump lost the election. That's not it. That is not it. Okay? What it is for 4 years, we were constantly told that Trump has an impeachable offense. Trump has an impeachable offense. He's, you know, colluding with Russia. He's colluding with Russia. And there was nothing. They had nothing. And then Michael Flynn, blah, 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 all this other stuff. And then, you know, like, oh, he's never going to have an Iran deal. He's never going to, you know, sign talks with North Korea. He's not going to do this. He's not going to do that. And it's just all this ridiculous stuff that was going on. And for 4 years, you know, we just kept getting it drilled into our heads. Like, a lot of us don't even watch the news anymore. CNN, the most trusted news in the world, is baloney now. It's bullcrap. No one watches that. We know it's fake. And then you have, you know, Zuckerberg and Bezos and all these, you know, tech giants. And they're going like, oh, well, this is fact check, fact check, fact check, fact check. Who are you to fact check something, okay? Who are you? It's not your job to fact check things, okay? Just because you don't have it your way. So then you have that. And then this is what really was the nail in the head on why the protest even happened, all right? Or the riots, because they were riots, essentially, yeah. They were minor. I mean, a few windows were broken and a couple doors. One person was shot by the police, so. But it wasn't like they were murdering people. But this is what it boils down to. So for a whole year, okay, for an entire year, you told people to stay inside their houses. You told them, oh, it's safety. You can't go out with your family. You can't do any of this. You can't celebrate, you know, Easter. You made them lock inside their basements. And then you told them they can't go anywhere. They can't go shopping. They can't do anything. They can't have fun. And they can't even go to church and practice their religion, which is a God-given right. They can't do any of that. And you're telling them, oh, it's for safety because you're going to spread the virus. You're going to, you know, kill a lot of people, blah, 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 and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, you have Nancy Pelosi going to the hair salon. You have Gavin Newsom continuing to open his business, go to a French restaurant that serves meals at $300, $400 a plate. I think it was the mayor in some city in Texas. I don't remember. I talked about it in a previous podcast. He shut down a hotel for his daughter. He shut the hotel under COVID, and then he had the hotel reopen just for his daughter because it was her daughter's wedding. So even though the hotel could have made more money, you know, having all kinds of guests and all that stuff, no, that wasn't allowed. But having a hotel party with just his family was perfect. That didn't spread the virus. Okay? So you had all these guys just being hypocritical every single turn. And we're, you know, people are like, well, what the hell's going on? Why is this happening? And then you have the audacity to shut down businesses. Okay? So these people are losing their jobs. They don't have any money. None at all. And you give them a paltry $1,200 in the first month, which is fine because that was like only 2 weeks. And then you just keep, you're like, oh. And then we have Nancy Pelosi that decides to hold the country hostage for a year, for a, damn near a year. And she said the loud part or the silent part out loud. She clearly stated what her agenda was. She didn't want to negotiate for, you know, to help out the American people until a new president was elected. That's what she said. This was her word. She said, so she held the country hostage while she was getting fat and happy off her $10 ice cream. And then she decided to film her mansion and show a $20,000 refrigerator, just a refrigerator. Okay. Meanwhile, people are starving. They are dying in the streets. They are freaking hungry. They have lost their families and all this other stuff. And Nancy Pelosi's talking about her ice cream and she's an ice cream connoisseur. And she decides to not help anyone out, not to reopen the country. And then, so these people are starving. They are hungry. And they're out of money and they can't afford anything. And then now they have to have back pay, okay, for an entire year, a year without a job. And they have to have all this back pay coming in, okay? How are they going to afford that? You crippled the entire credit cards. You crippled the entire banking system. People are going to have to take credit in order to afford their mortgages, pay for their, for their businesses that they opened, all right? Some businesses are never coming back. A lot of restaurants, bowling alleys, skating rinks, laser tag, any kind of social business that required fun. And restaurants were hit the hardest. And all those are gone. Waiters, waitresses, they're all out of jobs. They're completely gone. And they were playing politics. They're like, oh, we're not going to do anything until a new president comes in. And so when they got what they wanted by cheating, they got what they wanted. And what did they do? They give us a paltry $600. $600. Okay? That's not even enough to pay rent. In like, I think the average rent in America is $1,200. And you did $600. What is that? Insurance and a phone bill? So they just gave us this $600. And I can tell you, the $600 I got went straight to medical bills. That was it. It was gone in like a day. It was gone within the hour. Completely gone. So I couldn't imagine if you had kids and they had medical bills. You had kids and they, you know, you had to pay rent or, you know, other bills like that. And they're going to say $600. Meanwhile, in the bill, they grant themselves even more power to do whatever they want, to give more money to big businesses and the lobbyists, and give it to these crazy countries like Egypt or Pakistan for gender studies. $10 million of American taxpayer dollars. Meanwhile, people are still starving, and you refuse to open up. And everyone's going out. The mayor of Denver decided to try to, got caught at DIA going to Texas to see his family during the holidays. Even after he issued the order saying stay at home. He issued a stay at home order and he decided to go off in Texas. He got caught. And he's like, well, I really wanted to see my family. What about everyone else that wants to see their family? Airlines got hit. Cruise lines. They got hit from the COVID pandemic. The tourism industry is going to be in shambles. Spain lost 20% of their economy. 20% of the economy is just tourism. Okay? They lost 20% of their profit this year. Hotels are must have declared bankruptcy or are about to, unless you're the Hiltons. So all this stuff going on, and they just don't care. They don't give a crap about you. Okay? And so that's what the protests are about. You cornered everyone in, and it's going to only get worse. Okay? It's going to get a lot worse. If you think that just a call for peace is enough, you are out of your mind. And all these Republicans, all these Democrats are like, we must call for peace. You screwed us. You did. You're the representatives that we elected screwed us. Okay? How dare you even say we're going to have peace? What are you going to do? Wave a magic wand? Give all those businesses back up and running? Huh? How are you going to do it, smart guy? Smart girl? And to top it all off, even though they had had numerous chances to give us like $2,000 or to give us tax breaks, what did they do? What did they pass? What did they pass when Nancy Pelosi got reelected? Oh, they passed the bill that says we can't say father, mother, son, daughter, because that's what's important in this world. It's not the election. No, that was not important. What was important was that we cannot say father and mother because those are not gender neutral names. Are you out of your freaking mind? So, do you really think in your freaking head that there's going to be peace? You are literally walking on the verge of a civil war. Okay, and you're just laughing about it. They're going to be bringing up the guillotine and take all 435 congressmen and chop their heads off. Okay? I don't even want to see that. I don't commend violence. I completely condemn it. But I'm not stupid to not know what is happening. Okay? This has happened numerous times before. French Revolution. King Louis I wanted to apologize. My last video I said Marie Antoinette was King Louis the 14th's wife. It was actually King Louis the 16th. So I apologize. Either way, they still got decapitated. So, the French Revolution. King Louis the 16th and his wife were buying extravagant jewels. They were throwing parties all the time. What ended up happening? While everyone was starving, okay? They did what they did best. They brought the guillotine out and chopped their heads off. The Russian Revolution. What happened when Tsar Nicholas didn't care and just kept sending troops in war? Anyone take a guess? And then he signed the Duma, which the Duma actually gave out power to the people. But he just kept it all to himself. He just pretty much said, F you, just like what's happening now. Like, oh, F you, you know. What ended up happening? Huh? Yeah, they killed him and his kids. The American Revolution, the Boston Massacre. You just kept taxing and taxing everyone to the limits. And you just, because you wanted to pay to fight France. Britain wanted to fight France. And what did America do? They up and left. They said, screw you guys. Vietnam, Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong wanted to negotiate with Woodrow Wilson after World War I. Because Woodrow Wilson said that the country should go back to, you know, whatever, the natives. And that's what, not Mao Zedong, sorry, Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam. Ho Chi Minh wanted to do that. We said no, and we gave it back to France. What did they do? They executed the French prince, not French prince. They executed him. They executed the state that he was appointed to, or the state member that was appointed to Vietnam, and they executed him. All right? It's happening every single time. These people were starving. They had nothing left. And you're just playing this game. And you're going to call for peace. I want to see this peace. Okay? This is a giant shit show. And it's going to take a lot of time. It's going to take a lot of time and a lot of resources and a cool head to prevail. It's going to. One mess up and you have a civil war. It's that simple. All right? People are already on edge. People don't have anything to lose. When you corner an animal, what happens? They come out fighting. And this is literally what is happening. You took away their jobs. You took away their money. You took away everything they ever cared about, everything that they ever owned. And all you just said was suck it up while you got fat and happy. Okay? The most recent bill that was passed was to help out big tech companies and increase the raises for congressmen. Give them raises. But the American people, screw that. They don't get nothing. So, and look at all those revolutions. What happened during them? They were during a war. Yeah, a war. Even Rome when Caesar was stabbed. He just got done fighting the Gauls, I believe it was. And they just stabbed him. And then Augustus came in, which was, you know, his adopted son. I think it was his nephew. And he wanted his money. And you know what Senate did? They said no. They didn't want to give him his money. Augustus would have, if, I don't know him exactly, because Augustus really didn't want power. I mean, he did, but not really. It was Julius that really wanted power. Augustus just wanted his money. But Mark Antony didn't want to give it to him. So he waged war, which was, I forgot what the war was. And Augustus won, killed Cleopatra, Mark Antony, and Brutus, and all that fun stuff. And that led to the Holy Roman Empire, which eventually collapsed because of poor leadership. But when Rome was the Republic, it was the golden era, right? So, guys, it's going to take some time to heal. It really is. There is no stopping it. I presume, and I'm going to stick by my guns here. I presume that there's going to be a few. There's going to be a lot of murders or a lot of, you know, murder rates are going to go up by far. Guns are going to constantly be sold out. So the gun market's going to be good because Joe Biden has threatened repeatedly to get rid of guns. But yeah, I mean, this is just insane that you even think that you're going to call for peace. You have to think, all right? You have to think. And there was really no way to fixing this. It's already been dug. This hole's been dug deep. And there was no way you could fix this, all right? I was thinking about it. If Trump conceded, which he did today, if Trump conceded, people are going to say that he was forced to, and they're going to attack anyway. If Biden conceded, the left is going to attack, which will in turn make the right attack. So there was really no way of stopping this. I guess the real only way is to get all the congressmen out, because all the favorability rating for both Republicans and Democrats has been shot to shit. It's gone. We saw everyone's true colors yesterday, and people are furious. Some people are calling for Mike Pence's head. Some people are calling for Nancy Pelosi's head. I mean, it's just bizarre. Dan Crenshaw, who I liked, he was, you know, telling Trump to concede and all this other stuff. And they're like, don't concede. Don't be like that. Don't do this. And, you know, even Dan Crenshaw is getting hit hard by all this stuff. So, like I said, there was no way you're gonna go away scot-free after what you did for an entire year, after what you did for 4 years. and Joe Biden is just going to call for peace. That's hilarious. The guy doesn't even know his sister and his wife. And he's just going to wave his magic wand. Oh, let there be peace. Yeah, okay. Unless he has a time machine, which he probably does. Unless he has a time machine and gets all those businesses back up and running and everyone, you know, lives all fat and happy again. That's the only way that there will be peace. So, like I said, it's going to be bloody. I mean, like I said, I don't want violence. I don't like it. But I do. I'm not stupid to not know what is potentially going to happen. I mean, when you have, and I keep using this metaphor, if you have an animal cornered long enough, they're going to come out biting and scratching. Humans are going to come out fighting. It's that simple, all right? Unless you better have about 50 million jail cells open, because there's going to be a lot of them. And unfortunately, all this stuff, it's going to be blamed on everyone, okay? Democrats are going to blame the Republicans. It's already started. They're going to be like, it was Trump's fault. He ruined us. He ruined our economy. He did this. He did that. The Republicans, Joe Biden did this. Joe Biden did that. He ruined us. He ruined everything. This whole world is messed up. China's gotten bigger. All this other stuff. It's going to happen. And that's how it's going to work. It's going to work for about 2 years. And then there's going to be people who will be like, hey, Trump was the savior and this was happening and all this other stuff and blah, blah, blah. And so people are going to get primaried and then people are going to cry and be like, I don't want to leave. And it's like, suck it up. Suck it up, Mitt Romney. Get the fuck out. Oh, I shouldn't curse in here. Oh, well, it's my channel. Get the hell out of here, Mitt. Get the hell out of here, Bush. All right, or whatever they're called now, because I know the Secretary of Treasury was a Bush in Colorado. Yeah, this is a shit show, and it's going to be for a long time. It's going to be, I would say that 10, 20 years, depending on Biden's leadership, which is not, I'm not confident in it, especially when they're going to, you know, pack the courts and all this other stuff. They're going to pack the courts and, you know, blah, blah, blah. All this stuff. I don't have much confidence. And I think, but now let's talk about something that will spark it. And I've said this before. A single gunshot will spark it. Okay. If Joe Biden sends out the National Guard, it's over. And they're allowed to fire on American citizens. It is over. It's done. Say goodnight, Irene. Anyway, I know you guys didn't want to hear about this. I know I didn't want to talk about it. I don't want to see any videos. But my job here is to entertain you and give you the news in my opinion. All right? So, if you liked it, give it a thumbs up. If not, give it a thumbs up anyway because it helps me out, you know, getting it to people. Thanks for listening. I'm Jamil Gabriel, and I'm signing off.